Time for your Southern Gospel music news as brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and from sources such as Singing News Magazine and AbsolutelyGospel.com. The National Quartet Convention Board of Directors has announced the addition of two new board members. Gospel music veterans Mark Trammell and Jim Brady have been named as the most recent additions to the board. Clark Beasley, the executive vice president of the National Quartet Convention, says, and I quote, "These two men have years of experience in the Southern gospel music genre, and we are excited that they will bring valuable insight to the board and the goals we have for future events," end quote. Mark Trammell brings nearly four decades of experience to the board, having performed with such popular groups as the Kingsmen, the Cathedrals, Gold City, and Greater Vision before launching his own group, the Mark Trammell Trio, which later evolved to the Mark Trammell Quartet. Trammell is also a dynamic speaker and evangelist. Jim Brady has become recognized as one of gospel music's most prolific songwriters, having written more than 100 songs recorded by the most popular groups and soloists in our genre. Over the years, he's won the hearts of industry members and fans alike with his vocal ability and warm personality. Jim first began singing with his musical family at the tender age of 5. After traveling with the Shulers for nearly a decade, he joined the very successful Booth Brothers in 2002. The National Quartet Convention is Southern Gospel's premier event held in Louisville, Kentucky every September. Gospel music favorites The Isaacs took home the award for Bluegrass Recorded Song of the Year at this year's Gospel Music Association Dove Awards. Honored for their rendition of Mama's Teaching Angels How to Sing, The Isaacs acknowledged the influence and legacy of the songwriter, the late Dottie Rambo. The Isaacs said, and I quote, "We learned this song in order to sing it at Dottie's memorial service and homegoing." Lily says, and I quote, "It quickly became a favorite of ours, and we wanted to record it. Dottie left us with so many musical treasures, and it is a privilege to record her work." Let's take a listen to this year's Dove Awarded Bluegrass Song of the Year.
Mama's teaching angels how to sing. Heaven's halls are silent when Mama sings. David lays down his heart in heaven. Bells won't ring when Mama's teaching angels how to sing.
In other Dove Award news, Doug Anderson of Signature Sound is to be congratulated for winning the Country Album of the Year Award for his project, Dreaming Wide Awake. Here's a snippet of the project's title track.
When I close my eyes at night, I see it. As I had hoped it would turn out, I'm standing here in showers of sweet blessings, when the best that I deserved was a growl.
After hearing of Doug's success, you might be wondering, is Doug Anderson leaving Ernie Haws and Signature Sound? To that, he says emphatically no. You see, Ernie and Wayne Hahn, founders of the fledgling Stowtown Records, approached Doug and asked him if he would be willing to do a solo album for their new label. He gladly volunteered, and the rest is history. For now, Doug vows his loyalty and allegiance to Signature Sound. He says, and I quote, "I have always been a team guy, and Signature Sound Quartet is my team. I've been here from the beginning, and I love these guys," end quote. So, congratulations to this team player on his MVP award last week, and we wish Doug and Signature Sound the best. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News as brought to you by your friends at He's Alive Radio's AM Cafe.